Lord Bateman was a noble lord. He thought himself of high degree. He could not rest nor be contented till he had sailed the old salt sea. Now he sailed east and he sailed to the westward. He sailed all over to the Turkish shore. There he got caught and put in prison, never to be released anymore. There grew a tree inside of this prison. There grew a tree both broad and high. And there they took and bound him prisoner till he grew weak and like to die. Now the Turk, he had one only daughter, and she was fair as she could be. She stole the keys to her father's prison and declared Lord Bateman she'd set free. She took him down to the deepest cellar. She gave him a drink of the strongest wine. She threw her loving little arms around him, cried, "Oh, Lord Bateman, if you were mine." They made a vow, they made a promise. For 7 long years they made it to stand. He vowed he'd marry no other woman. She vowed she'd marry no other man. Now 7 long years has rolled around, 7 years and they feel like 29. It she's packed up all of her gay clothing and declared Lord Bateman she'd go find. Well, she sailed east and she sailed to the westward. She sailed all over to the England shore. She rode till she come to Lord Bateman's castle, and she summoned the porter right down to the door. Oh, is this not Lord Bateman's castle? And is his lordship not within? Oh, yes, cried the proud young porter. He is just now bringing his new bride in. Go bid him send me a slice of bread. Go bid him send me a drink of wine. And not to forget the Turkish lady who freed him from his close confines. What's the news? What's the news, you proud young porter? What's the news? What's the news that you brung to me? There stands a lady outside of your castle. She's the fairest one I ever did see. She has got a gold ring on every finger, and on one finger she has got 3, and enough gay gold all around her middle as to buy Northumberland of thee. She bids you send her a slice of bread. She bids you send her a drink of wine. And not to forget the Turkish lady who freed you from your close confines. Oh, up and spoke that new bride's mother. She was never known for to speak so free. Well, what's to become of my only daughter, who has just been made a bride to thee? Oh, I've done no harm to your only daughter, and she is none of the worse for me. She came to me with a horse and saddle, and she shall go home in coachery. Lord Bateman, he pounded his fist on the table, and he broke it in pieces, 1, 2, 3, saying, "I'll forsake all for the Turkish lady. She has crossed that old salt sea for me.